You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg. It is Main Street Eats time, but we don't always talk about food with Sue Balcom.
No, that's right. Sue is a woman of many talents and interests and curiosities. Sue Balcom joins us from her farm outside of Mandan, the Root Cellars Farm. And Sue, as a farmer, you need to be paying attention to weather patterns. Sometimes you do this by science. Sometimes you do this by
not.
Folklore. By not.
Well,
yes, folklore.
And really, Doug, now, this does have a lot to do with food, because as we grow our own food and more people are doing that, people need to learn about the climate. You know, they said in the olden days that the successful farmers were so, like, in tune with their land. Mm-hmm. Like, there's areas in your yard, like if you haven't got a garden yet and you want to plant a garden, you're supposed to spend days kind of wandering your property looking for microclimate, you know, whether there's low spots that are cooler or high spots that get more wind. You know about that,
yeah.
Mr. Meteorologist.
Well, Sue, as the oldest person in this conversation, I can now call on decades of experience that this is not the growing season. This is really cold. This is the cold time of year.
It is, but this is what we're going to, this is why I brought this up, the weather thing, is my husband gives me so much crap because I document the fog days in December, so I know when it's going to rain in the spring, and then I plant my radishes accordingly, like the last week of April or the first week of April, but I try to plant them when I know that we're going to get some precipitation. Now, it's not always rain. It could be snow, because this is North Dakota, of course. But he tells me that that is not true at all, that 90 days after a fog day, you get precipitation. So as a meteorologist, have you ever seen any patterns like that?
Well, I'm not a meteorologist, but I used to play a weatherman on TV.
Oh, there we go. Is there a difference?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, there is a difference. Meteorologists have a proper degree. It's very science-based.
But they're never right anyway, so what's the point? I used to tell people that I would look to the west, and whatever I could see forming over Montana, like probably the Butte or Bozeman area, would be over me in about 3 days time. That's how I used to tell people I'd predict the weather, but they never believed that either. But I did find some interesting folklore. First of all, I have to apologize, because I did mention in an earlier broadcast that we had lots of buffalo berries and they were real high on the bushes, and that meant we were going to get a lot of snow. And Doug's like, you can't go by that, because that's not what a weatherman would do. And I'm thinking, right. This time he was right. Unless in March we're going to get the 30 or 40 feet of snow that I'm thinking is still out there.
Do
you
we
know,
need
somewhere.
To get Punxsutawney Phil in on this? Like, should he weigh in
know.
With his...
Well, again, I can call on my decades of experience to recall that some of the worst blizzards we get are in March.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? So, according to what I have researched here on weather folklore for January, it says that the first 3 days of January will actually rule the next 3 months. So that means until March.
Nice couple days.
Yeah. Because it's been beautiful. I mean, it was like 45 degrees here a couple days, and it just makes it hard to even stay indoors. I go outside and kick the dirt around. Oh, sorry. I kick the soil around in my high tunnels because it's not frozen yet. It's so amazing. And then, of course, because we're having a mild winter, well, there's always a January thaw. Now, that I've been documenting for years and years. Okay, ever since I had kids, which has probably been years, 4 decades maybe. You guys have different climate than I do, though, on the other side of the state. You guys have a little bit, your temperatures are always a little bit cooler than me in the banana belt. But yeah, the January thaws are, well, this whole month so far has been a thaw, hasn't it? usually comes even in the middle of the coldest winters. We always have 1 week, probably about the third week of January, where it warms up to, you know, shorts weather in this state, right?
Right.
You
yeah.
see people, yeah, people outside in shorts when it's 30 degrees.
Yeah. Well, I went skiing over the New Year's weekend, and there were several runs that were not open because there was not enough snow.
Oh, and you know what? That's kind of heartbreaking because we really need the moisture. So if it does snow, I hope nobody complains about it.
Okay, you sent slogans is not the right word.
Axioms? But some,
yeah, thank you. When Christmas Eve is clear, our Lord will give us an abundance of wine and corn.
Well, the wine you can get anytime nowadays, right? But apparently the corn is going to grow well that year. And, you know, I should make some notes in my journal about this. And maybe grapes, yes. Because there was something else I found about when you can tell when your grapes are going to grow very well. But I thought it was interesting that I've always thought it was warmer in December. You know, like when it gets darker, it feels like it's warmer in the wintertime. And then when it starts getting light again, I feel like it's colder. Well, there's some truth to that. Because of the solstice occurring in December, it's, you know, moving. And so as the days lengthen, the sun is moving further away from us and the cold feels colder, probably gets colder. But I've always thought that extra daylight kind of made it feel a little bit colder.
Well, I think that's more psychological because by the time you get to January, you've had weeks of this stuff. And, you know, the wonder of winter wears off, particularly with me, about now.
Wonder. Yeah. The wonder of winter. That's awesome. That sounds like the beginning of a song, doesn't it? So one of the things, though, that we have to be aware of if we're, you know, like I've started thinking about planting, you know, like I've done seed inventory, I'm making notes, I'm diagramming my gardens, I'm working on a class I'm going to teach in early March so that I can help other people get their gardens ready. And one of the things that is so tricky about North Dakota, and we have a lot of people moving up here from southern states, and I have told them time and time again, you cannot trust that the weather is nice until after those spring frosts have come. Because if we have a warm winter like this, we're bound to get some pretty good freezes, and they could be as late as the middle of May. And so contrary to thinking that your garden is going to grow faster by getting it planted earlier, you must wait to be sure. Plants like tomatoes and peppers in particular do not like frost. They want to be warm. They want the soil to be warm. So I'm just putting that out there early this year. So in case you people are like, well, like me, I'm thinking, I wonder if I could plant some peas in that high tunnel. If I could get water out there, I'll bet we could be eating lettuce in a week or two. But
it's so hard to be.
I know. Was it windy on Christmas at all? Do you remember?
I don't remember yesterday that well.
Yeah. I don't think it was.
Well, it says a windy Christmas is a sign of a good year to come. So I really hope this nice weather isn't indicative of 2021 being worse than 2020. Because, you know, all this talk about how bad the year was, it could get worse, people. It doesn't have to get better.
Don't tempt the universe.
So be prepared.
Well, I always thought that January was seed catalog time. I mean, that you're not planting anything, you're just planning, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And I have, I think I got my first seed catalog the first week of December already. And it is so much fun because they're becoming more and more colorful and there's more and more heirloom vegetables being offered for sale. And, you know, things that people typically didn't grow around here when my mom was gardening, like purple carrots and black tomatoes and, you know, things like that, that are becoming more and more popular. And then, of course, more and more people are purchasing seeds. And so sometimes my favorites are sold out. So I ordered my seeds in November already to make sure I'd get what I wanted.
Yeah, I bet you have like one of those dream boards of seed catalogs.
And I hate throwing them away because they're so beautiful. So one year I actually did paper mache birds and used the colors
of
the...
those. They're very cute.
Yeah, they're so much fun. But this year I went to the eye doctor, and because he's leaving for Arizona, I had a little bit of an early appointment. And there's a young lady in there who is like so excited about growing vegetables and flowers. And she told me that she goes down to Barnes & Noble and reads the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Catalog because it's pretty pricey off the shelf. And so this is my year of generosity. I went home and I got my Shumways and my Baker Creek and my Totally Tomatoes and whatever else I had laying around. And I bagged them up and I took them in and I presented them to her so that she could have her very own seed catalogs as a beginning gardener. So, yay.
I also recall that during the holiday season, one of those gifts that kept popping up, you know, because social media follows our interests, was one of these kitchen gadgets where you literally can raise your own herbs and stuff, your own salad makings right in your kitchen because it's got its own light and its own, you know, comes with fertilized pods and all that. A way you can spend a fortune on herbs and lettuce.
And why would you do that when a milk carton would suffice? You know, you can...
It's not as packaged.
Well, you're right. And some people are a little timid about experimenting. But didn't we have to do that when we were kids? Take a milk carton, lay it on the side, cut it open, and plant something in it at one time?
Yes.
You know, during our education. And windowsills, like my husband said, oh, I really regret not giving you longer wider windowsills so you could put more stuff on them. And I'm like, oh, you don't know what you just said.
Right?
It's totally my dream to line this whole porch with plants, but you can still purchase good potting soil at your big box stores. I don't think they ever put that away. And you can get seeds, maybe if you ask for them. If you're like me, you've got them laying around everywhere in every corner of your house. And you can certainly, you don't have to invest in a grow light either, because if you get a warm and a cold fluorescent tube, one of each, put them in a tiny little whatever they're called, whatever holds those things, the lampshade or whatever, and then just use a shelf in your house and suspend that light and grow something underneath it, like microgreens.
That's what we go.
Good way to start the year is with microgreens. And my new favorite are sunflowers. Oh, my goodness.
Haven't had success with those ones yet.
Oh.
I'm not very patient, so.
Mine grew by accident, but they were seeds from my garden that got wet. And I just let them lay. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wow, they're sprouting. But they have the taste of sunflowers. And you don't have to spit because, you know, spitting is unacceptable during COVID, you know.
Or ever. Like,
or ever, she says.
Is that how you plant your sunflowers?
By spitting them into the garden? Oh, that's a thought. No, just dropping the whole... Well, the birds help too, you know. The birds love those sunflowers. You have to actually protect your heads if you want to harvest any. But they eat them and they, you know... poop them out, and then things grow in unexpected places, and that's always such a pleasure, isn't it? So hopefully the weather is going to cooperate this year. I know that we're in a drought cycle. Hey, maybe you've noticed this in all of your years as a weatherman. Do you notice that when the moon gets full, the weather changes for the next 30 or 90 days? Like there's a cycle there that breaks when the moon gets full?
I haven't, but then I haven't been a weatherman for 35 years either, so.
How is that possible? You're just not that old, are you?
Oh, don't get me going. Well, we've checked in with Winter Lore with Sue Belcom and Rootseller Sue. It's always a pleasure to, you know, sample your opinion about many things.
I love you guys. Thank you for the opportunity.